Welcome to Your Collective Agreement Explained, your plain language guide to the FI Collective Agreement. In this episode, we will explain acting pay. I'm Communications Officer Jonah Ackerman. Hi everyone, today I'm going to explain Article 55 of your Collective Agreement, which provides for acting pay when you perform the duties of a higher classification. Two conditions must be met for the employer to receive acting pay. First, the employee must be required by the employer to substantially perform the duties of a higher classification level. The second condition is that the employee must perform these duties for 3 consecutive working days. Once both these conditions have been met, the employer must pay the employee acting pay calculated from the date when the employee started to act until the employee ceases to act. Some of you might be wondering what happens when one of the days that would normally count towards the qualifying period is a paid holiday. The answer is simple. The designated paid holiday is considered a day worked for the purposes of the qualifying period. Remember that this podcast is intended for interest and information purposes only. It is not a substitute for labor relations advice from our qualified team of advisors. All situations are unique, and it's important that if you have any questions or would like clarification, to give us a call. We'd be happy to assist you. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.